Howdy there, podcasters. It's the Eternally Optimistic checking in. So today, I'm just gonna jump right in since we don't really know each other. My topic is cultural society and religion and the universe mainly. It's kind of going out there. Start off, all I just want everyone to know is I'm not religious in any type of way. Like, I grew up Christian, I guess. I was raised in that way. And yeah, I grew up in the Bible Belt of America, so I grew up really Christian, but no, I'm not religious in any way, but I will be referring to them and their perspective texts throughout multiple shows so that I may paint some form of a picture for you. And I will use multiple different forms of religion. I'll try to use them all as much as I can, and it's probably going to be split up into a few, like trying to, a few episodes, trying to use one in each, that way I can kind of paint a picture for everybody. So, considering what I believe is, we are all gods in our own rights, ruling the universe around us, which is pretty much heresy in any religion. Well, maybe not Buddhism so much, I guess, because anybody can become enlightened in Buddhism, but in every other religion, yeah, we are not that that's heresy, like real strong heresy, I guess, right there. So that's why I'm not religious in any way, and I really don't like to go about it like that because a lot of people take offensive whenever I am speak of it that way. So howdy there, podcasters. It's the Eternally Optimistic checking in. So today, I'm just gonna jump right in since we don't really know each other, and my topic is cultural society and religion and the universe mainly. It's kind of going out there. Start off, all I just want everyone to know is I'm not religious in any type of way. Like, I grew up Christian, I guess. I was raised in that way. And yeah, I grew up in the Bible Belt of America, so I grew up really Christian, but no, I'm not religious in any way, but I will be referring to them and their perspective texts throughout multiple shows so that I may paint some form of a picture for you. And I will use multiple different forms of religion. I'll try to use them all as much as I can, and it's probably going to be split up into a few, like trying to, a few episodes, trying to use one in each, that way I can kind of paint a picture for everybody. So, considering what I believe is, we are all gods in our own rights, ruling the universe around us, which is pretty much heresy in any religion. Well, maybe not Buddhism so much, I guess, because anybody can become enlightened in Buddhism, but in every other religion, yeah, we are not that that's heresy, like real strong heresy, I guess, right there. So that's why I'm not religious in any way, and I really don't like to go about it like that because a lot of people take offensive whenever I am speak of it that way. So today I'm gonna go ahead and explain that a little, so that I can just get it out in the air and not have it anyone wondering. Everybody nowadays is, so focused on stuff like that now. So I mean, it's just best to be open and let everybody know how you feel, and you know what I mean, your real thoughts. And I mean, who knows, some of y'all might take interest in it and might be able to think further upon it and go beyond what I think. Love to hear about it. All right, then, so let's begin. In the Bible, we see how everything is created through God and how we are supposed to be a representation of Him. We were created in His image, right? I mean, stop there for a second, though. Has anyone ever really thought about being completely omnipotent? Like, I mean, that's part of what I go into in here a little bit. I mean, I'm not getting into it in this episode fully with that part because I'm going to get into it in depth, but I mean, using our brains, we don't use our full brains. I mean, the full capacity of our brains, we could be doing things beyond what we're doing now. But I'm not going to get into that on this episode. That's on a later episode. So, now, we were created in His image. Think about that. omnipotent, creating something in your image. Well, if you are omnipotent and creating in that fashion, I mean, from a psychological standpoint, I mean, I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. My mom was, and I mean, I've always listened to stuff like that. So, I mean, from that kind of standpoint, I mean, that means you're kind of looking for something. You know what I mean? You were lacking something. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can dwell on that if you want to. Let me know what you. But I mean, we as humans constantly have the yearning for some type of interaction with others. You know, whether it be companionship or just learning how to grow, or you know what I mean, experience and on upon ourselves. We constantly yearn to for that right there in our lives. The same thing as what an omnipotent being would be yearning for, who creates a universe out of nowhere. I mean, he would be yearning for that. He'd be yearning for that experience and growth. I mean, so there's a time in the Bible when Jesus helps an old woman. She touches his cloak and is cured from her ailments. She then thanks him and proceeds to say, "I did nothing. That was just you having faith." Now, this is where I think people get a little confused with it. I mean, they like to think of it as like faith and just having like faith in a higher power, not in just faith in oneself, is what I really think it kind of means there. It's what people take it as, the faith in a higher power. I think Jesus was saying, well, just have faith in yourself, you know, a little bit. Like, you know, just have a little bit of faith in yourself, and you can pretty much cure yourself of anything you need, you know. Most people think of themselves as sick a lot, and they're not really that sick. I mean, even I do it to myself sometimes. I psych myself out. I mean, I gotta stop myself though. I mean, you look at think about it. Anytime we as humans find doubt in ourselves and we let it beat us down, the moment we have hope in ourselves again, it all changes around. I mean, just look at the world. I mean, until a little over 100 years ago, the electric oven was just an idea in someone's head. I mean, we were burning shit with fire and coal and cooking our food that way. I mean, you know, now it's pretty common in everyday home. It's electric everything. Nobody trying to use fossil fuels or stuff like that. We have better ways of using fuel and energy that are way more efficient than prehistoric times. I mean, things progress. We will the world around us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just because he had a little bit of faith in his idea, he brought that to reality. He brought the electric oven into reality. I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, whoever created the electric oven. Should probably check that out. Now, I'm not saying just believe and you won't ever be like sick or anything like that. We are vulnerable. You know what I mean? That's a good thing though, being vulnerable, because often for learning and gaining experience. I mean, you learn by failing, and you know what I mean? It's good to be vulnerable. Those times of when you're down and out and you feel like you're failing and everything, I mean, that's a learning moment. That's the growth moment. Once you get past that moment, everything from there is going to change in your life. And I mean, a lot of times, just having a little bit of faith in yourself, and you know what I mean? Being like, oh, all right, I see this. Oh, all right, I see this in myself. I got to change this, or I just need to believe in myself and I can go forward and do this. And everything changes after that moment. You usually do better, or you know what I mean? You do tenfold better most of the time. So, I mean, that right there, just with an okay. Now, that right there. Right now, I'm gonna go back to when I talked to us about the omnipotence gaining experience all the time, constantly. Our deaths, everything is a new experience every time. Limitless experience and growth by being everything in the universe, just holding ourselves together, vibrations, harmonics, and magnetics dissipating, then recollecting again to form something new every time. So, I mean, in a sense, we are gods, in a sense, because we are doing this. We are constantly changing the world around us and changing everything. It just takes a little bit of faith in ourselves to do it. You know what I mean? I mean, if you want to draw something and you want to be an artist and go out there, it takes a little bit of faith in yourself and a little bit of hard work. Next thing you know, you're doing it. If you want to be a movie director, it just takes a little bit of go get a camera and check it out and do a little bit of this and videotaping and doing that. read a little bit. Next thing you know, you could be a video director. It's willing the world around you. If you want to invent things, yeah, that's the greatest job. I love that job. That'd be such an amazing job. But I mean, we're just not that advanced to where we're healing ourselves and our bodies yet fully. We one day I believe our science will get us to that point where we'll be unlocked the true depths of the mind and the human body and everything else, and we won't have a problem. We'll be able to just go about things. We won't even probably have a need for these bodies, but I mean that's out there. I mean that's like some Star Trek stuff. I mean I'd really like to brush up on that. That'd be pretty cool, I guess. But I mean I'm really going to go into more depth about this here later. Because I'm gonna go do I'm gonna make this into like a three-part podcast right here. So this one right here is gonna be the shortest one out of them all, but the next two are gonna be a lot longer because I'm gonna go a little bit more into depth about this because this is something that I've always kind of believed here, and not necessarily I want to say believed and say it like the whole dogma way, I guess. It's an idea of how, you know what I mean? And I just like to that's my idea of it all. I'm not Christian or religious or any of anything. That's my idea of whatever that is, of whatever everything is in the universe and how it works. And I'm gonna expand on it a little bit more in the next two episodes, probably Thursday or something like that. So when I'll have the next one up, but all right then, until next time, y'all guys have a great one. Ooh.